Leading union figure John Setker is facing increased pressure to step down from his role as the Victorian Secretary of the Construction, Forestry, Maritime, Mining and Energy Union. He's reported to have criticised the work of anti-domestic violence campaigner Rosie Batty and was also charged earlier this year with harassing a woman. Leading union and Labor Party figures are now distancing themselves from him. For more, political reporter Melissa Clark joins us from Parliament House in Canberra. Melissa, take us through the events that are at the heart of this dispute.
Well, there are two elements, really. First, there is the charge that he is facing of using a carriage service to harass a woman. And subsequent to that, he's reported to have told a recent meeting of the union's national executive that the work of Ms. Batty, who is a prominent anti-domestic violence campaigner, he's reported to have told the meeting that her work had led to men having fewer rights. Now, Ms. Batty, who was appointed an officer of the Order of Australia in the Queen's Birthday Honours over the long weekend, told AM yesterday that that comment was ludicrous and that John Setker's leadership role really needs to be challenged.
So is his role as the head of one of the biggest unions in the country now actually being challenged?
Well, it does seem to be coming under increasing pressure. The Victorian Trades Hall Council Secretary, Luke Hilakari, has told the ABC that Mr. Setker needs to take his comments back. The Secretary of the ACTU, Sally McManus, initially released a statement saying that if the comments about Ms. Batty were made, then they should be immediately withdrawn and apologised for. But subsequent to there being much discussion about these remarks, she's subsequently released a statement saying that if the allegations surrounding him are correct, he must in fact resign and that there are no place for perpetrators of domestic violence in leadership positions in the union movement. Now, Ms. McManus is currently overseas. We may well be hearing more from her when she returns to the country tomorrow.
And there's also a bit of backlash growing within the Labor Party itself too.
Yeah, right from the very top, the newly elected leader of the Federal Labor Party, Anthony Albanese, has described the comments as totally unacceptable. He says when it comes to John Setker and Rosie Batty that he's on Rosie Batty's side. And he says that it's not the first time that inappropriate comments have been made by Mr. Setker and that when those sorts of comments are made, they need to be condemned without qualification. The Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, a Labor man as well, has also urged John Setker to apologise. And interestingly, West Australian Premier Mark McGowan has gone further than condemnation. He suggested that John Setker should perhaps be expelled as a member of the Labor Party if those comments, as reported, are in fact correct.
Melissa Clark at Parliament House in Canberra, thank you.